And then in Psalm 112 and 3, I'm going to read it from the Holman. Psalm 112 and 3. From the Holman, it says, "Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." And we've heard that scripture since our bishop has got it in his spirit. He's been giving it to us, so I'm taking hold to it myself. Wealth and riches are in my house. Amen. You know, some people believe that possessing wealth and having riches takes away from who God is because we confess that we can have it. Amen. But the opposite is actually true. You know, him giving us a promise to have these things and then we not walk in it, that's what's shameful to him. That's what belittles him and puts him down. What does it make God look like? The one who owns cattle on a thousand hills, and we as his children can't even afford one blade of grass on the hill. Amen? Amen. So it doesn't make him happy because you don't have enough. Amen. But he has given us a promise to have more than enough. Amen. So we get all worked up about how we're going to get this and get that. Do that. I have been there. I can tell you from experience, but I can talk about me. I guess I can say, I don't know about you. How am I going to do this? I got this coming up and that coming up, and this ain't happening. That's not happening. And this not going my way. What am I going to do? Fretting, worrying, and doing all that. I have a promise, and my promise tells me in Proverbs 10 and 22 that the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. So this promise gets it for you, not your 40-hour-a-week job. The promise gets it for you, not your 40-hour-a-week job. The promise gets it for you, amen? Not what you can do on your own. It just simply told us that toiling does not increase it. It's the promise that gets us this. Amen? The promise gets us this. Philippians 4 and 19, I'm going to read from the Amplified Classic. It says, "And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." He will fill to the full. How many of you go to a restaurant and they give you your cup to get your drink and you go to get it and you just fill it half full? Most of the time we put so much in there that it sometimes runs over. Or if we put our top on it, it's going to come out. We want to fill it to the full. Why? We got to get our money's worth. Amen. Don't talk about no free refill. We're going back two or three times to get one to go. Amen. He's going to fill it to the full. God does not halfway do anything. Amen. He didn't halfway do you. So he's not going to halfway do anything concerning you. Amen. He's going to fill it to the full. Amen. There is no rest in toiling. No rest. You ever done a job that you didn't really like, you just had to do it because you needed money? That's toiling. You know, you have to really enjoy what you do. Or you had to go and do something that you really didn't want to do. That's toiling. You're overworking yourself, working two, three, four jobs, wearing yourself out physically. We wear ourselves out mentally, trying to figure stuff out up here. Worrying about it, debating, should I do this? Should I go there? Should I try this? I don't know. Should I ask him or should I ask her? You know, just toiling in your mind. And it's just simply put, you're doubting. You're doubting God because you don't trust him. And you ain't trusting him because you're not resting. Amen? So when you rest in him, that shows you trust him. I don't see right now how it's going to happen. But I see how it's going to happen. Amen. My physical eyes don't see the money in my account to take care of this, but my spiritual eyes sees that I will supply all of your needs. Amen. So you have to take rest and don't be toiling and debating in your mind and worrying about things and all of that. You have to take rest because what? There's a promise for that. There is a promise for that. Resting by no means means that you kick your heels up, just sit up and do nothing. Sit on your do nothing and do nothing. That's not what it means, because faith without works is dead. Faith is an act. So you do have to do something. You have to keep believing. You have to keep trusting. You have to keep confessing. You have to keep living the word of God. You confess it, you live it, you believe it, you trust in the word of God. So if you do so happen to kick up your heels, it should be when you're picking them up and putting them down. Picking them up and putting them down is the only time you kick your heels up. You're picking them up and putting them down. What does that mean? I'm giving God some praise. I'm shouting the victory. So resting in God simply means is that you praise God. You shout the victory. You worship the Lord. You give him glory. That's resting in him and in his promises. Why? Because you know you are fully persuaded, just as Abraham was, that he who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. Amen. So how am I able to rest? I'm able to rest because of this. If you'll turn to Psalm 27:14, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Classic.